Somebody was telling me that years ago they were spent some time in Panovich, and they said Rav Shach got up to speak. Everyone's waiting. Rav Shach's going to get up. What's the Rav Chizuk is going to say to the Shiva? And he gets up and he starts to talk about Ma'isa Habayre, the Rabbeinu Shalom exists. He turns around to the Aron Kodesh in Panovich. I don't know if you've ever seen it. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous, you know, Aron. And he says, but anybody in the right mind say that this Aron just plopped in, just came by itself. He said, look at this beautiful Aron, every little nukuda. Wow, there must have been unbelievable artists and artisans and sculptors working on this Aron for years. He says, Kal v'chaim ben menoshah, Kal v'chaim in the world. Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tailor made it beautiful. Does it mean that we understand everything about it? No. No. Do we have kashas? Sometimes we have kashas. But the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the mastermind of this creation we call the universe, Shach looks at the yard and says, how can anyone argue with that? So this person who told me the story was much more fascinating with the following kasha. You know what he was fascinated with? That if Shach had to get up in Panovich and remind people that HaKadosh Baruch Hu existed, he said, they're sitting and learning in Panovich, that's why you have a Dela Bachar in Panovich. Rav Shalom's here. So the conclusion of the story was, is that every once in a while, we have to just repeat the Dvar HaPshutim Ad Ma'od. Sometimes, you know, we get so involved in a good way. Is it Bayer? Is it not Bayer? Is it Iyav Shablav Ochim? It's a Lumbus with the Ramal, with the Bayer, with the Dayang Gavaldik. We get so involved in the details of the details, which is great. Eilecha, Simcha Satara, Golem Mizeh. And every once in a while, we just have to just stop for a second, close that Gemara, and just remind ourselves the Bershal is around watching over us. Yaakov Avinu, Gini Pashas Vayetze, makes an unbelievable realization. It's a gewaltige realization. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. Achein yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, v'noichi lo yadati. He wakes up from a dream and he realizes, Ribono Shel Olam is right in front of me. And the question is, now what? Where do you go from there? We just closed the Gemara. It's now 2:31 on Thursday. We spent the whole week learning. And we come to the realization, Achen Yesh Hashem, Amokim Hazem, Mamash, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is with us. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam is watching us, guiding us, hopefully, through the sugyas. What's our reaction? Where do we go from here? So Yaakov responds, Vayira. He's filled with a tremendous Yerushimayim. Dafka, because he experienced the Kadosh Baruch Hu so close up, the corollary of experiencing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a feeling Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a tremendous sense of Yerushimayim. Now, Yaakov Avinu Baruch Hashem had plenty of Yerushimayim before this point, but somehow he got a new chizuk, a new shot of Yerushimayim. Every rendezvous with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, any experience, every connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu has to instill us with a whole new level of Yerushimayim. Baruch Hashem, we have such a wonderful opportunity to grow in Limud HaTorah. Those who are taking advantage of the wonderful storm in the morning, there's such Avas HaTorah and such a Simchas HaTorah, such Pupula Shel Torah going on the Beis Medrash. We hope the Shiurim are enjoyable also, at least the jokes. We hope there's some good things going on in the Shiur also. Baruch Hashem, what an unbelievable opportunity we have to spend 5-6 hours involved in Limud HaTorah, Kedosha. It should fill us up with a tremendous Yerushimayim. It should spill over into everything we do. We're not just, you know, we learn academic courses, three credits for Talmud, and you know, we're done, 3 o'clock, it's up. No. The whole afternoon. It's Achein Yesh Hashem v'mokam hazeh v'noich l'yadati. In the same building. Sometimes every once in a while I peek in, you know, when I'm on the floor, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, I stick my head in just to see what's going on in this classroom. Just think, you know, different things are going on, different, you know, pictures on the board, not necessarily the pickles, but whatever they are, you know. But Rabbeisai, with it, our Dalad Amis, with it, our Kosta Vesemedish, and our Kosta Yeshiva, the Kayim Hashanem, Achen Yesh Hashem, and Makam Hazeh. So it requires of us, to a certain degree, of Yerushimayim. It has to spill over to our afternoon, it has to spill over to our evening, it has to spill over to our whole entire existence. So Rabbeisai, Baruch Hashem, you know, we had a big Bechin on Sunday. The Bechina can only measure. I didn't see the Bechinas yet. Did I mark them?
No.
In the middle, okay, good. I'm sure they're good. Everyone's going to do it. If not, we'll give you extra, more extra credit questions. Okay. Remind me of what I said. But Rabbi Isai, the Bechina measures a person's Torah knowledge of Masechah Shabbos. But the barometer of a person's Yerushalayim, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu measures. But we take the barometer of Yerushalayim as important, or in a sense more important, than the barometer of knowledge of Masechah Shabbos. Hopefully, as we continue to be mamik in these sugyas, we come closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and has an impact upon us, that we come to the realization of Yaakov Avinu, that Torah is mevel de Yerushalayim, that the Yerushalayim brings to more Torah, and more Torah brings to more Yerushalayim. Hopefully, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us that Siyad Dishmaya, not only in terms of our learning, but in terms of our growing closer and our greater appreciation and understanding.